From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe has ignored a demand from the ruling party that he resign by noon Monday. Parliament is now expected to open impeachment proceedings against Mugabe on Tuesday. But as VOA's Anita Powell reports, that process could be long, complex, and unsuccessful.
Lebo Maduku teaches law at the University of Zimbabwe. He says impeachment can be very complex because it is meant to be more than just lawmakers voting out an unpopular leader by a two-thirds vote.
When we say an impeachment in the Zimbabwean context, it actually means a trial. You are accusing the president of something and then you want them tried for that. If you find them guilty of that thing that you have accused them of, you then dismiss them from being president. You can't do it in one day or in a few minutes or whatever. It takes several months to complete an impeachment.
Zimbabwe's constitution provides four grounds for impeaching a president: serious misconduct, failure to obey, uphold, or defend the constitution, willful violation of the constitution, or inability to perform the functions of the office because of physical or mental incapacity. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
The United States will redesignate North Korea a state sponsor of terrorism, a decision meant to put additional financial and diplomatic pressure on the totalitarian government. On Monday, at the White House, President Trump said it should have happened years ago. He called the North Korean government a murderous regime. The decision will be formally announced by the State Department on Tuesday. It returns North Korea to the department's official state sponsors of terrorism list. Now the countries on the list are Iran, Syria, and Sudan. This is VOA News.